The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu Alaikum. You are welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. As usual, we choose an interesting topic to speak about. For today, we have forgiving and, of course, forgetting in the view of Islam.
والإكرام يا
today, Monday, 23rd of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. From chapter Ashura, verses 42 and 43, we want to learn.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله إنه لا يحب الظالمين.
And the retribution for an evil act is an evil one like it. But whoever pardons and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah. Indeed, he does not like wrongdoers.
وَلَمَنِ انتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ.
And whoever avenges himself after having been wronged, those have not upon them any cause for blame.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When believers take revenge upon wrongdoers, proportionate to the wrong done to them, they shall not be chastised by believers, since they have attained their right. Verse 43 is saying that one who is patient and forgives believers possesses determination and excellences. The blessed verse may allude to the fact that those who have been wronged by others and fail to attain to their rights have been patient. Such people possess determination, since it requires a strong and confident soul to confront hardships and persevere in making efforts to achieve one's goal.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً ورد دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب.
We're speaking about to forgive, to forget. There are many published articles out there discussing forgiveness in Islam. Our fellow Muslims are tangled with questions on forgiving others. What is the importance of forgiveness? As a united ummah, we are encouraged to give others who have wronged. Even when life is filled with betrayal and distrust, we can never escape from Islam encourages forgiveness. It might seem unfair to deny our feelings, conceal and forgive them instead of seeking vengeance and holding a grudge against them. Even Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him, had to face his own blood brothers who left him in a well on his own. However, there are many virtues of forgiveness in Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the essence and importance of forgiveness. So now, we are going to talk about the importance and the status of this concept, that is the concept of forgiveness, to be talked about here. Forgiveness holds a special place in religious beliefs and perspectives. An examination of Imam Rida's words shed light on this truth. Imam says that, first, this is the best gratitude. The world is filled with Allah's boundless blessings. The creator of the universe has created to all human needs, physical, emotional, psychological, individual and social needs, granting them everything to guide them towards their noble goal and human perfection. So all in all, and he gave you from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, and he gave you from all you asked of him. And if you should count the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful. It is fitting then to offer gratitude in the face of these manifold blessings, aligning ourselves with Allah's obedience, which brings us closer to Him and increases favor upon us. Gratitude is the least we can do in response to Allah's infinite blessings. While the children of Adam are so immersed in blessings that the veil of negligence has covered their eyes, and apart from a few, most are not grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but few of my servants are grateful. Gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different levels and stages. Gratitude with the heart, which is the contemplation of the blessing and contentment with it. Gratitude with the tongue, which is praising the giver of blessings. And practical gratitude, which is gratitude with all other body parts.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Now, how to forgive someone. This is today's special. Share your unresolved issues with someone you can trust. If both parties don't decide to confront the issue, then the hole will be left deeper and more painful for one or the other person. When there is no closure, it can be really difficult to move on. If you feel like pouring your frustrations out, clarify your feelings on the situation by either communicating with them directly, or you could even reach out to someone you trust. The idea is not to re-traumatize ourselves by diving into the original pain, but rather to attend to it with the compassion that we didn't receive. Here are just some of the support system you can reach out to: family member or family, relatives, friends, certified counselor, and helplines that offer counseling. We are speaking about forgiveness, and you know that forgiveness sets us free. Yes, it's an interesting concept. Forgiveness is something that happens within our hearts, letting go of pain, hurt, and anger after some has hurt us is forgiveness. Over time, you will be able to do that genuinely. If you stay away from this person who still behaves badly, this person may or may not be consciously aware of his destructive and manipulative behavior. This is why we forgive him away. This is our own best interest to forgive another, because forgiveness sets us free. With that said, you are really forgiving him for your own sake and not for his. This is perfectly good. This person doesn't ask for forgiveness from you, as he is too arrogant to be able to humble himself or even acknowledge that he wronged you. You are destined to walk different path, and Allah will give you the strength that you need to do this.
When we would like to seek the forgiveness of Allah, we need to say beautiful words. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek forgiveness from Allah. Now, one thing, to earn the forgiveness of Allah, we must remember there are many different wordings. You can use any words if it's not within salah itself. You can actually use any language, to be honest with you. You just need to be genuine, sincere, and Allah will always forgive you. Remember that. Allah will always forgive you. So the Prophet was asked by his wife, if I were to witness the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? He said, say, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. As simple as that? Yes, as simple as that. As simple as that. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. For me, what's more important than anything is to understand these qualities of Allah. Oh, Allah is afu. Allah is most forgiving. You know, He just forgives. Al-afu. It's okay, you know. That's it. It's fine. You know, you just tripped over someone. Well, that's a mistake. And they say, it's okay. It reminds me when someone does something wrong, you know, and then Allah says, it's okay, you sought forgiveness, it's done. Allahu Akbar. And then, tuhibbul afwa, you love to do that, oh Allah. Allah loves to do that. I mean, human beings will get irritated when you did something wrong once, twice, thrice. By that time, a human being would probably punish you in a tremendous way. But Allah says, no, the more you seek forgiveness, the more you have understood that your Maker can either punish you or forgive you. Now that you've recognized me, I forgive you. That's Allah. عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُهُ أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. Allah tells the angels at that point that, you know, my slave has recognized that he has a Lord who can, meaning whom he is answerable to, who can punish him or forgive him. So now I want you to bear witness, O my angels, that I've forgiven him. Subhanallah.
Forgiving and forgetting, we should know more and more, and of course practicing them. So inshallah, we follow this interesting and necessary topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So follow us on parstoday.ir, the tab Call of Islam. The archive of all the programs are there. Please find today's special. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, محمد نبي علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us listen to a saying from the martyr of Karbala, the Holy Prophet's younger grandson, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, about the savior of humanity. The ninth of my descendants is the Imam who will rise with the truth. God will grant life to earth through him after its death. The true faith will supersede all religions through him. His absence shall be lengthy, during which many people will go astray. Only a few will remain on the right path. They shall suffer pains. People will put pressure on them, saying, "Let us know when this promise of the return of the Mahdi is fulfilled." Those who will bear the pains and denials patiently will get the same rewards as those who accompanied the Prophet during his expeditions for jihad.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have been discussing about the Hadith, which explains about the Shia and the qualities of Shia. And in this hadith, there is 12 points which has been discussed by asked by Abu Basir, and then Imam Sadiq replied replied to Basir, Abu Basir, explaining the qualities of Shia. So the first point was Wara, and we've been discussing about the Wara. So we discussed first hadith, and now we are going to discuss about the second hadith. The second hadith is from Rasulullah, and this hadith is again it's called Hadith Qudsi, narrated from Irshad al-Qulub, first volume, page number 203, and bab or chapter number 54. A hadith goes like this: Ya Ahmed, alayka bil wara, fa innal wara ra'asud din wa wasatud din wa akhirud din. It's a beautiful sentence. O Prophet Muhammad, O my beloved Prophet, O Apostle of God, O Ahmed, his name is Ahmed or Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alayka bil wara', be pious, be the man of piety, because فَإِنَّ الْوَرَعَ رَأَسُ الدِّينِ وَوَسَطُ الدِّينِ وَآخِرُ الدِّينِ, because wara' and piety is the beginning of religion, is the mid of religion, and is the end of religion. So you start with piety, means when you start your religious journey, you start with piety. Throughout your life, you live with piety and you end up with piety. Wa akhirud din. It's not good if one starts with the piety and live a life with the sin, with the mistakes. No, it is not allowed for us as a mu'min, as a Shia, it's not allowed. So we have to start our life with piety. We have to go through life with piety, and we have to end up life with piety. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Muhammad, Innal wara yuqarribul abd إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. What is the yuqarrab meaning here? Yuqarrab means when we do all our wajibat or mustahabat, usually we do niyah, we do intention, and we start our deeds with the intention of qurbatan ilallah, means I want, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to come closer to you, I want to come closer to you through the deeds. So deeds is very important, and the intention in my deeds is taqarrub, I want to go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah said to Rasulullah, إِنَّ الْوَرَعُ يُقَرِّبُ الْعَبْدِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. If you go with piety, if you go through piety in your life, in your actions, in your deeds, then you can go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, يَا أَحْمَدْ إِنَّ الْوَرَعُ كَالشُّرُوفِ بَيْنَ الْحُلِيَّ. If you wear some ornaments, there's some sort of gemstones in it. So that is the main part of your ornament. Wara in the body of your religion is like something which is in the center of attraction, and that's the main part of your ornament in the body of your religion. Wara is the main part. Al wara kashunuf bayn al hulya wal khubz bayn al ta'am. Wara comparatively is just like bread in your food. When you're eating some good food, so you cannot, usually people don't eat food without bread. Bread is the main part of your food. Same here. Wara, piety, is the main part of your religion, main part of your faith and belief. So be with wara, protect yourself. As Rasulullah said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah, إِنَّ الْوَرَى رَأْسُ الْإِيمَانِ وَعِمَادُ الدِّينِ. Because wara is the head of religion and is the mainstream of religion. So this is the main part of religion. Wara, you start with wara, you live with wara, and you end up with wara, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected listeners from all over the world, welcome to IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy to have brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Hassan Nasrullah with me here today in the studio. I really welcome them all. Salaam alaikum, everyone.
Wa alaikum salam.
And Fawad, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Hassan, how are
fine,
you?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah,
Hussein?
Sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah
32,
Surah
Al-A'raf.
What page?
154.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, go to page 154, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 32. Two, right?
Yes, okay. 32.
So, ayah 32. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Alright, let's check out what tajweed points we have to pay attention to and focus on in order to recite this ayah beautifully. And let's see also what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. Alright, but first, I want someone to read it for us. Any of you? Any volunteer?
Yeah.
Ali Nasir?
Yes,
good
sir.
Good job. Go on. So, brothers and sisters, let's listen to reciter Ali Nasir. Everyone? A'udhu Billah, mashallah. Go on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ما شاء الله
قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق
Good, nice one, nice قلقلة That was very good
قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ
ما شاء الله Impressive
كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ
I could only find one little mistake.
Yes, sir.
Everything was right.
Yes.
That was an amazing recitation. Wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay. Let's fix that one. First, let's fix it. What was that?
He said Zinatullah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Huh? Hussein, did you notice that?
Yes.
Alright, Zina.
Tallah.
Tallah.
Is correct.
Ta or ta?
Ta.
Ta. Zinatullah.
So, I noticed another mistake. You noticed this one? So, it means there are?
Two mistakes.
Two. Hassan, did you notice any?
No.
Okay. So two then.
Yes.
So, have you heard about heavy letters and light letters?
Yes.
For sure.
Maybe Nasir yeah. didn't.
Maybe. No, he must have heard it, but sometimes we forget it. Yes? Yes?
Yes. Yes.
All right. What do you think, what letter was here that he mispronounced it?
Kha.
No, he did it well.
Mm.
أخرج and خالص he did it well
عباد
huh no
عين.
No That's it was a heavy letter yeah. that he mispronounced it he pronounced it letter. Lightly
صاد
no I'm saying it was it had to be pronounced heavily
ح
a sound but he pronounced it a sound
the حياة no حيات.
Let me give you a
hint. حرم.
No. حرم, it's correct.
آمن.
No.
طا.
Huh?
طا.
No, طا was correct.
طيبات.
No, it was just at the end.
قاف.
Ah, قاف. لقومي, you said.
Uh-huh.
لقومي.
Uh-huh.
قومي.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So let's review this. Eight heavy letters that we have to pronounce them heavily whenever they have a fatha or a fatha and alif mad. Huh?
Yes.
So what are those eight letters? Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, listen. There are eight letters in Arabic that they are called heavy letters. They have a quality called heaviness. Alright? Heaviness. Roughness or heaviness. What we mean by heaviness is we should pronounce them
with an aw sound.
With an aw sound. Aw, aw, aw. You open your mouth up and down, upside down, this way.
Yes.
Vertically. Yeah. But what we the rest of the letters are light letters. They have the quality of lightness. Okay?
Yeah.
They must be pronounced lightly. Very lightly, softly. How? With an aw sound. Relax. Ah. Very easy one.
Yes.
Like what? Like alamin alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin arrahmanir rahim maliki yawmiddin. Okay? But when it comes to ihdina siratal mustaqim, look, it changes the sound, goes ah sound. Or for example, we say khalidina fiha ah. So these are called light and heavy letters. Okay?
Yes.
So now, from all the alphabet letters, there are 8 of them that must be pronounced with an ah sound. The rest of them must be pronounced with an
as
sound. But in some styles of recitations, in some narrations of recitation, okay, some of the reciters, yes, they pronounce heavy letters with an as sound also. That's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, these 8 letters, who can name them? Ali Nasir?
Yeah.
First one?
Kha.
Kha.
Saad.
Ra is also, it's temporary, but yeah, keep it.
Ra.
You count it as well. Ra.
Saad.
Saad.
Baad.
Baad.
Qa.
Ta.
Ba.
Va.
Va, yeah. And
Ghain. Ghain, not Ain. Ghain, the brother. Ghain. The older brother. Ghain.
And Qaf.
And Qaf. So these 8 letters must be pronounced with an A sound whenever they have Fatha or Alif Mad. The rest of the letters are light. So here, Qawmi, not Qawmi. Qawmi. Khalidin, not Khalidin. Yes? Khalisa, not Khalisa. Am I right?
Yes.
If you read Dun Ya, this becomes Persian. Or any other way of pronunciation, but it's not Arabic. Dun
Ya.
Yeah, it has to be. Since Ya is a light letter. Good. So, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ. The letter Lam is also temporary in the word Allah. We talked about it previously.
قُرْآنِي فِي قَلْبِي دَوْمًا يَغْمُرُنِي مِنْ فَيْضِ ضِيَاء آيَاتُ الْمَوْتِ.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
When do we pronounce the word Allah with an A sound, and when do we pronounce it with an A sound?
When before the word Allah, there is a kasra.
Alright, the word before the word Allah, there is a kasra, which means...
At the end of it.
At the end of it.
The word right before the word Allah.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That ends with a kasra.
Yes.
Mm, that's it. For example, Bismillah.
Yes.
Bismi. Bism is the last, the word before the word Allah. And the letter Mim is the end. At the end, yes? And it has?
Kasra.
Kasra. Bismi.
So it's pronounced lightly.
This affects the word Allah to be pronounced with an A sound. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. For what read?
Should I continue? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Look, بسم الله. Yes.
Yes.
That's it. And whenever.
And whenever Zamma or Fatha comes at the end of the letter before Allah.
Before the word Allah.
Before the word Allah.
Okay.
It's pronounced heavily.
All right, like here.
Like زينت الله.
Yeah, زينت الله. Good job. Thank you so much. التي أخرج لعباده وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Allah Almighty says, O Prophet, say to them, who has forbidden the adornment of Allah which He has brought forth for His servants? وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ, and the good things of His provision. Look, there are a lot of things which are halal. قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In fact, everything Allah Almighty has created are for the people who have faith in Allah Almighty. But of course, those who are non-believers as well, use them. Yes?
Yeah.
But Allah says, خَالِسَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ will be, it means the pure ni'mah, okay? And exclusively this ni'mah, okay? Whatever Allah Almighty has created, الطَيِّبَات also. For them, for the believers, they will be on the Day of Judgment. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Thus do we elaborate the signs for a people who have knowledge. Alright, so وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Hassan told us about that baby gem on the top of the word rizq. What was that?
It says that it's optional to pause or to continue.
Yeah, it's a stopping sign. And what about that one? Qila, and the word qiyama?
Qila says that it's better to stop.
Good, better to stop, but we still can?
Continue.
Continue. One more important rule we will mention, and that will be all. Khalisatan, tanween.
Plus, yeah.
Plus, next word starts with ya. The same example, go down. لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ, the same thing. خَالِسَةً, we have تَنْوِين فَتْحَ plus ya. لِقَوْمٍ, we have تَنْوِين كَسْرَ plus ya.
No,
what do we do with this تَنْوِين? There is a rule with that.
We merge.
Merge.
Oh, merge or joining to the next. It means تَنْوِين will be joined
to the next.
To the next letter, the letter, yeah. So خَالِسَةً, this tan that ends with n sound, this n sound will be merged
with ya.
With ya, khalisa, as if the word, the letter ya is doubled there.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Yep.
When you merge with idgham rule, do you produce a nasal sound? Even yes. A slight one.
Yes.
A big one or a slight?
What do you mean by big or slight?
Like, is it more than in the nun shadda one, or less?
No, it's two count.
Just two counts. Count.
Just two counts.
That's just four counts.
No. We don't have four counts. We have two counts.
Just two for every.
Two. For any of them. Whatever. Only with the letter lam and ra, you can't extend the sound.
Like we don't have.
Minna rabbikum, mir rabbikum. You cannot say mir rabbikum. This is wrong. Okay. Or min ladun, mil ladun. No. Mil ladun. All right.
Yes.
Only
yes.
With these two letters. So, that's it. خَالِصَتَيْنْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And لِقَوْ
مِيَعْقِلُونَ.
I will recite this ayah once. Make sure you repeat after me. Alright, Hassan?
Yes.
Alright. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, try to join us in recitation.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق.
قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق.
قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة.
قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة.
كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون.
كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Allah bless you, inshallah. That's it from us for today, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Stay with us. Thank you so much for being with us today. We look forward to seeing you in the next coming sessions, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad Hassan Hussein Adi Nasser, for being with us in this session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma
صلي على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
لقد عظم مصابي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكَ. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station, وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ, and honored me, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ, to provide me with the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader, مَعَ إِمَامٍ مَنْصُورٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ, from the family of Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وآله. May Allah pour down His mercy on him and his progeny. Regarding the first part, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي, as we discussed in the previous episode, desire in this part, by saying this taftiya expression, declares that he gives preference to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, to his actions, to his deeds, to his words, over his beloved ones in his life. Now, this part continues, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. The particle lam in laqad azuma musabi bik shows that the Zahir is swearing, that the Zahir believes that the calamity that has befallen him is indeed immense and severe. So laqad azuma musabi bik, this shows the severity of this affliction. This emphasizes the vastness of this incident. The word musab in this phrase, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ, is translated as affliction. So it is as if we are saying, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ means my affliction indeed due to what happened to you is immense. So we are declaring the immensity of our affliction due to what happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. A natural consequence of such a situation is deep anguish. It's deep sorrow. Expressing our state of intense affliction of sorrow, however, should be natural. It should be tangible. In order to realize this, we have to pass through two important stages. We have to have proper knowledge. As we also say, whenever the one who is supplicating wants his supplication to be responded to, the very first condition for him is to know the one whom he invokes, the one whom he has turned to. So in this case, this is also true. Proper knowledge means the accurate knowledge about the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We have to know the details of the tragedy of Karbala in order for us to have this great sorrow within ourselves. And the second stage is true love. Intense love and attachment for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, such that we feel united with Imam. Such that we consider Imam's loss as our own loss, or rather, even greater. That's why we say, Bi abi anta wa ummi, may my father, may my mother be sacrificed for you.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right, or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So brothers and sisters, when we see the kind of sensation used in this part, the kind of sentiment that says لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ, indeed my affliction due to what happened to you is immense, added with the previous part بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you, we realize that this presentation, this expressing of our state, this affliction, this sorrow, this should be tangible. This should be real and natural. So we say, in the beginning, we have to have the proper knowledge, the accurate knowledge about the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is the epitome of the religion, and of course, true love. We have to present our true love for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and we will describe each of these steps in order to familiarize ourselves with the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so that we can feel that sense of musab even more. So, regarding proper knowledge, unfortunately, sometimes the fundamental aim of conveying the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is forgotten. Instead of introducing his sublime character, instead of narrating a reliable account of his tribulations, so that a natural flow of tears ensure and continue, some try to relate inauthentic records to ensure that the listeners are able to weep well. Some noble scholars in this regard, in order to avoid deviation and misquotation, try to read a reliable maqtal so that the listeners get accurate information, so that the listeners weep on the basis of truth. This is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam, after all, died for. This is the Imam Hussein is the epitome of truth. So we say to everyone to read the words of lamentation from the text of the book itself. This is highly recommended if we want our listeners to listen carefully and weep on the basis of truth, to reach the inner and real meaning of this part. لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is the Rahman? Allah, who is the Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom and Islamic scholar Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Zain. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an interesting topic, and that is the naming of children. When a child, a new